It is October 18th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. A former director of the CFTC's Division of Swap Dealer and Intermediary Oversight, Matt B. Culkin, who had recently been at Steptoe & Johnson LLP as a partner and co-chair in their financial services practice group, has joined Wilmer Hale. He joins the firm as a partner and member of its securities and financial services group. He will lead Wilmer Hale's futures and derivatives practice. When you sell option premiums, you collect the cash and hold on to it if the option expires out of the money and the long holder of the option does not, for some reason, exercise it. I have seen this happen. Anyway, option sellers can accumulate weeks and months and years of premiums until that one day when the options they sold explode and are suddenly strongly in the money. The sellers end up losing money on those options, giving back accumulated premiums from previous weeks, months, and years sometimes. Insurance companies sell policies where they collect premiums that are similar to options. If the event does not happen, a car is not harmed or a house is not burned down, then the company gets to keep the premiums. However, when that big event happens, they give the money back. Swiss Re, an insurance company, warned its investors it would lose $500 million in the third quarter because of $1.3 billion worth of claims tied to Hurricane Ian. It was a classic case of having to give back premiums collected from previous weeks, months, and years because policy/options they sold were in the money for the longs or were policyholders. Bloomberg is reporting that the strength of the U.S. dollar is hurting corporate profits of North American companies with operations abroad, saying currency volatility cost North America $34.3 billion in the April to June period, the highest loss on record in data going back to 2013, according to Kyriba Corporation, a treasury management software company. I keep learning new words. The other day I spoke with a fellow journalist who dropped the term TradeFi on me, which means traditional finance. I had not heard it before, but it makes total sense. Today, the Financial Times has a story using the term greenhushing, which means hiding your climate plans from scrutiny. COP27 is hosting a conversation on Twitter about greenwashing. The term was included in Merriam-Webster's dictionary this year and was defined as the act or practice of making a product, policy, activity, etc. appear to be more environmentally friendly or less environmentally damaging than it really is. You can follow that chat with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First, from the spread. And options discovery. Using options for risk management and protective puts. Michael J. Oyster breaks this down and more in his full interview with JLN's Alex Tang. In this options discovery full interview, JLN's Alex Tang sits down with Michael J. Oyster from Option Solution and discusses how options can be used for risk management and navigating a declining stock market. Oyster also discusses his background and how to implement a put protection strategy, which can give investors downside protection by limiting their upside gains. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Our Markets Wiki short of the day is Rumi Morales. Rumi Morales, investing in the future of fintech. Since the dawn of the industrial age, technology has facilitated change. This change has continued through the digital age, except that these days it tends to come much more quickly. The financial markets are now at the forefront of this change. Brick-and-mortar banks are being replaced by smartphone apps. Trading floors are being repurposed as office space. Even the old Merck Club, where for many years overpriced drinks were consumed by traders and brokers with oversized egos, has been turned into the CME Group's Innovation Lab, a sort of 21st century water cooler where employees gather to exchange ideas. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from Wilmer Hale, as mentioned previously. Matthew B. Culkin, former CFTC official and futures and derivatives law leader, joins Wilmer Hale. Wilmer Hale is pleased to announce that Matthew B. Culkin, a former Commodity Futures Trading Commission official, has joined the firm as a partner and member of its industry-leading Securities and Financial Services Group. He will lead the firm's futures and derivatives practice. Culkin joins Wilmer Hale from another international law firm where he practiced since November 2019 and co-chaired its financial services practice group. His clients included a wide range of financial services and corporate institutions, as well as blockchain and cryptocurrency companies. He advised clients on legislative, regulatory, compliance, and enforcement matters. My comment, a loss for Steptoe, but a gain for Wilmer Hale. Here's a story from The Guardian. Volodymyr Zelensky publishes collection of war speeches as, quote, battle cry for the world, unquote. A message from Ukraine includes 16 speeches selected by the president, as well as an introduction setting out what he has learned since the start of the war with Russia. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is to publish a collection of his war speeches, which his publisher has described as a battle cry for the world to speak out and fight for liberty. A message from Ukraine will include 16 speeches personally selected by Zelensky, which will explore Ukraine's journey since 2019, said publisher Penguin Random House. The speeches will help readers understand Ukrainians, our aspirations, our principles, and our values, said Zelensky. The book will also include a new introduction in which Zelensky will reflect on what he has learned about himself and Ukraine since the start of the conflict with Russia. My comment, Ukraine will win their conflict with Russia because they have a reason to fight and win, and Volodymyr Zelensky lays it all out for the world to read. And the world has a reason to support Zelensky and Ukraine as a result. The power of the pen should never be underestimated. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Climate change pits goats against sheep in the American Rockies. There's a clear winner in this big mammal battle for increasingly scarce resources, a new study finds. Wild mountain goats are dominating the battle for survival against bighorn sheep as the two species compete over dwindling resources in North America's Rocky Mountains. Goats dominated in over 95% of interactions observed by scientists at the Wildlife Conservation Society, Colorado State University, and the National Park Service. In a report published on Frontiers in Ecology and Evolution on Monday, the researchers point to climate change as one of the potential drivers of such rivalry. My comment, never underestimate a goat. Or a GOAT. Here's a story from CoinDesk. DAOs aren't people, crypto lawyers tell court in CFTC Aoki case. Decentralized autonomous organizations, DAOs, collectives that typically govern activities by voting through the use of crypto tokens are not people and should not be treated as such, a group of lawyers and developers told a California court Monday. La Ex-Punk Army, a group that received permission to file an amicus or friend of the court brief in the ongoing Commodity Futures Trading Commission lawsuit against Aoki DAO, argued that the federal regulatory agency should be required to identify and directly serve any people it believes has violated federal law rather than the DAO as an entity. My comment: if the CFTC can punch the DAO in the teeth, it is a person, legally speaking. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Tied for our top story Monday were Business Insider's "The Stock Market Crash is Exposing Wall Street's Biggest Charlatans," and the Daily Mail's "Revealed Exxon Boss Snapped at Employees During Virtual Town Hall and Told Them to Work for Amazon if They Were Unhappy with Workers Scolded for Not Holding Handrails in Offices." Second was Coinbase CEO reveals sale bombshell following $2 trillion Bitcoin, Ethereum, and crypto price crash from Forbes. Third was our MarketsWiki page for Ali Brennan, who was promoted to Managing Director, Head of Americas and EMEA at CQG Inc. Here are the top three stories from the lead section from today's JLN. First is a story from Bloomberg. The headline: clean energy has a tipping point and 87 countries have reached it. Solar power, electric cars, grid-scale batteries, heat pumps, the world is crossing into mass adoption moment for green technologies. On New Year's Eve, 1879, Thomas Edison flipped the switch on the first building strung up with electric light bulbs. Night turned into day and the revelers rang in a new age of electricity. Edison was thinking way beyond bulbs. He planned an entire grid to carry power from coal generators directly into homes. It took another quarter of a century for electricity to reach the first 5% of U.S. households, but that proved to be a tipping point. By 1950, the entire country was connected. A similar pattern of adoption gradually, then suddenly echoed around the world. Here's a second story from Bloomberg. FTX Sam Bankman-Fried probed by Texas securities regulator. FTX Trading and its billionaire founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, are being probed by the Texas securities regulator over whether certain lending offerings violate state law. Texas is investigating whether the company's yield-bearing crypto accounts are illegal securities offerings being sold to U.S. residents, according to an October 14th court filing in the bankruptcy of Voyager Digital Holdings. Until the state determines FTX is complying with the law, the agency said the company shouldn't move forward with its $1.4 billion purchase of Voyager assets announced last month. And then finally, here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: EU proposes emergency cap on gas prices. Proposal is part of a broad package of measures aimed at protecting consumers and securing gas before next winter. European Union officials are seeking the power to impose an emergency cap on the price of natural gas on the bloc's main trading exchange, part of a package of proposals to cushion consumers from high prices and fill storage tanks next year ahead of winter. The European Commission, the EU's executive arm, on Tuesday published proposals that include steps to encourage companies to pool their demand and buy gas together, and rules for how gas could be shared across borders if some countries run short. Other measures seek to limit volatility on energy markets and boost the financial support that can flow to struggling consumers. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend or two about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, You can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.